Family News. I'm Rusty Pugh. Buckingham Palace has revealed details of President Donald Trump's visit to the United Kingdom. Jonathan Savage is in London with more.
No U.S. president has ever been invited for a second state visit to the U.K. That is, until now. The historic trip will take place between September 17th and 19th. King Charles and Queen Camilla will host President Trump and the First Lady at Windsor Castle to the west of London. Buckingham Palace is undergoing renovations. The invitation, made by the King on the advice of the government, is being seen as part of Prime Minister Keir Starmer's attempt to foster close relations with the White House. Queen Elizabeth hosted the previous state visit in 2019.
The European Union is hoping to avoid President Trump's 30% tariffs on August 1st. Chanley Painter has more.
America's largest trading partner, the European Union, says it's willing to negotiate a trade deal with the U.S. This as the Trump administration is threatening to impose a 30% tariff on European exports starting August 1st. That's unless a new trade agreement can be reached. The European Union also saying it will delay trade countermeasures against the U.S. in order to allow more time to work out an agreement.
The Department of Homeland Security says there's been a 690% increase in attacks on ICE agents since President Trump started his second term in January. ICE Deputy Director Madison Sheehan blames the attacks on Democrats.
They're inciting violence against our officers, as well as supporting and taking the sides of criminal aliens. And this is not what the American people voted for.
Congress looks to codify the cuts from the Department of Government Efficiency.
The Senate is expecting a vote this week on the White House request to cut $9.4 billion in foreign aid and public broadcasting. President Trump putting pressure on some Republicans concerned about cuts to public broadcasting, saying on Truth Social, quote, "Any Republican that votes to allow this monstrosity to continue broadcasting will not have my support or endorsement. A rescission request has to come from the White House and can pass with a simple majority in both chambers." GOP members with issues say public broadcasting can be a major tool for rural communities during severe weather events. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
We reported a couple of weeks ago that Baylor University accepted a large grant to study how to make the church more welcoming to LGBT folks. Steve Jordahl reports the school has reversed course and returned the grant.
The grant from the Ulla May and John Baugh Foundation was reported to be more than $600,000 to be used to, quote, foster gay inclusion and belonging in the church. Last week, Baylor President Dr. Linda Livingstone said the school had returned the money because the research did not align with Baylor's statement on human sexuality, which calls homosexuality a temptation that leads people away from the biblical standard for sexuality. Dr. Richard Land, President Emeritus at Southern Seminary, says it's likely President Livingstone was taking heat from donors.
It's certainly a mixed message. I mean, obviously, returning the gift from the Baugh Foundation looks like Baylor got caught with their hand in the cookie jar.
He says the Baugh Foundation, as well as Baylor's Diane Garland School of Social Work, still promote liberal theology, including on homosexuality.
They've accepted similar gifts in the past. They have professors who affirm the LGBTQ lifestyle. Obviously, this is not a change of heart or a change in philosophy for the administration at Baylor. It's an attempt to minimize bad PR.
Land is glad the grant was rescinded, but still says Baylor has wandered far from its Baptist roots.
It's sad to see a historic Baptist university that people have given sacrificially over multi-generations to build up those resources, to have those resources then perverted to promoting that which historic Baptists would find anathema.
I'm Steve Jordahl.
Shares were mixed in Asia on Monday after the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ Composite edged away from the records they set last week. On Friday, a modest pullback for U.S. stocks left major stock indexes on Wall Street in the red for the week. For American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh.